right, this is my shit right here. This shit is crazy.
The evil genius Green Lantern.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Good Saturday morning, everybody, and welcome to a very special edition of Three Man Weave. I am running the ISO play from the top, PC Tunny, gonna take you through last night's and yesterday's sporting events like the point guard that I am. Welcome back. Three Man Weave, you know, the Three Man Weave show, regular spot now every Wednesday night. You can also follow that show at 3_ManWeave on social media. You can find me at PC Tunney on Twitter and Facebook. You're listening right now to ChairShot Radio Network, and you know you can find that on all your favorite streaming platforms, and of course, right there at thechairshot.com, where we encourage you to enjoy your day the ChairShot way by always using your head. Sports entertainment and sports entertainment, you know we got you covered. Head on over to thechairshot.com. Today, I'm going to be talking some sports. A couple of huge games in the NBA last night. We are now two rounds fully completed, halfway into the United States Open. I want to touch on all of those things. But speaking of being outside and being athletic and getting things done, why don't you head on over to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Pick yourself up a nice t-shirt. Spend the extra dough, get it in soft style. It'll feel even better on your epidermis. Makes a great gift as well. I guarantee it. That's prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. What an evening in the NBA. I got to tell you, let's start with the 76ers staying alive, coming back from being down double digits in the first quarter. Seth Curry, Tobias Harris are the helping hands indeed that Joel Embiid does need for them to maintain a victory in this playoffs. In this series, Trae Young, excellent once as well on the other side, but didn't get a lot of help from the rest of his team last night in Atlanta, which was surprising. I thought they'd go down to Atlanta and close them out, but the Sixers, never say die attitude. Excellent coach in Doc Rivers. They get the job done. 104-99 victory. Let me just dig a little bit deeper into the stats. Field goal shooting was about the same. Three-point percentage, Atlanta was a little bit lower, but Philly only had two more threes. Free throws were about the same as well. But when it comes down to it, and you look at what happened, it had to have been the points that was getting on the inside from the 76ers. If they can have Tobias Harris create like he did, and Embiid stack up in the inside, Seth Curry hitting them threes last night was huge for them because you're not getting a lot of offense from Ben Simmons or pretty much anybody else. Last night they did have Tyrese Maxey step up, but he was not the bench player of the evening. We'll get to that shortly. Or former bench player, I should say. On the Atlanta side, Bogdan Bogdanovic, not a very good evening. 1-for-6 from 3. That doesn't help. Gallinari, not bad off the bench. I'm looking for a battle in Game 7 between these two. Sunday night, Game 7. Hawks, Sixers from Philadelphia should be very interesting. You know, 20 years ago was the last time that the Eastern Conference semifinals both went to a Game 7. The winners of each of those conference final games were the 76ers over the Raptors and the Milwaukee Bucks over the Charlotte Hornets. Will history repeat itself 20 years later and the Sixers and Bucks both close out their series in Game 7? We shall see. Tonight is the big matchup between Milwaukee and Brooklyn. Man, oh man, what's going to happen? Can the Bucks continue to play defense and get on the inside, or will Kevin Durant summon some of the greatest scoring that he has been known to deliver in NBA history and lead these Brooklyn Nets? The thing for Brooklyn, the nice thing about it is James Harden is looking to get better by the day. I doubt we will see Kyrie Irving. I doubt we'd see Kyrie Irving unless the Brooklyn Nets could make it to the NBA Finals. The game of the night was late last night in L.A., the Clippers finally make it to a Western Conference Finals. It only took them 9 tries in their history. This team was down 26 points. They needed a record 14 team threes in the second half. That is a playoff record, 14 threes from the LA Clippers in the second half last night. And boy, oh boy, the player of the evening had to definitely have been the kid out of Florida State, Terrence Mann. Formerly a bench player, now he's starting because of the injury to Kawhi Leonard. This kid comes out 7-10 from three, puts up 39 points. Paul George and Reggie Jackson continue to get it done, 28 and 27, 17 assists between them respectively. But they needed that extra scorer, and Terrence Mann stepped up big. It was really funny watching the end of this game. It almost felt like a video game. Like it was rubber banded, right? Like, oh, now you're going to get a three and it's going to go in. And now you're going to get a stop and a real long rebound. And then you're going to come down and get a three and it's going to go in. But the Clippers just hung in there, and good on them to watch their owner Ballmer on the sidelines. Just pure joy for him to watch his team play. Shout out to the Clippers. They're only going to get a couple days rest. This series, I believe, is going to start Sunday now against the Suns. Yes, 3:30 Central start time on ABC. Clippers Suns on Sunday. We're still trying to find out if Chris Paul will be out of COVID protocol before the game Sunday, so make sure you're keeping an eye out for that. Like I said, Bucks and Nets tonight, Game 7. And then Sunday, Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals, Clippers at Suns. And then that big Game 7 to close out the Eastern Conference Semis, Hawks and 76ers. The NBA is just heating up so much. You know it is. You might get another special three-man weave edition on Monday. Otherwise, you know we'll be back right there on Wednesday. Myself, Ray Cash, and Christopher Platt always have you covered. Let's take a little trip down to the NHL playoffs here real quick, because last night the Golden Knights, they fall in overtime, I do believe. Yes, they fall in overtime to Montreal, and Montreal takes the lead in this series 2-1. I don't think people expected that after a really nice game one from the Golden Knights. So a chance for Montreal to get up 3-1 without even having to go back to Vegas yet, as they had stole one in Las Vegas. Today, you do have Game 4, Tampa Bay Lightning at New York, at the Islanders. Islanders looking to tie that series up 2-2. Make sure you're tuning into Chairshot Radio Monday morning. Patrick O'Dowd, Dave Ungar, they got you covered. Everything hockey going on there. And I think in the future they might be bringing you post-hockey. I think they're going to go baseball and throw out some music stuff at you. So all of your music fans, make sure you are checking everything out there. Chairshot Radio, you know you get it 5 days a week right there on the Chairshot Radio Network. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Hope you're enjoying your weekend. Happy Saturday. You're listening to PC Tunney on a special edition of Three Man Weave right here on the Chairshot Radio Network. I shall return.
Why should you visit thechairshot.com? Thechairshot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey folks, PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net.
Welcome back to Three Man Weave, a special Saturday morning edition. It's Tunney time, if you will. Running that ISO. Everybody get out of the way. Spread to court. I got this guy, right? It is t-shirt season, folks. Whether you're heading down to the beach, you're going to a barbecue, or you're just taking a walk through the park, you know you want to be looking good, and why not do it with a soft style t-shirt from prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Tons of great designs. Going to make you look cooler than the other side of the pillow. That's prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Use your head. Pick one up today. Makes a great gift as well. I guarantee it. Chairshot Radio Network, we thank you, everybody, for listening. You know you can find it on all your favorite streaming platforms right there at thechairshot.com as well. Sports entertainment and sports entertainment, always use your head. The other gigantic thing happening in the world of sports this weekend, the U.S. Open, the United States Open Championship. Torrey Pines on the South Course right there in Southern California. And I got to tell you, Richard Bland is your co-leader. The 48-year-old who just won his first European tournament, I believe at the age of 46, is now finding himself tied atop the leaderboard with Russell Henley. Russell Henley, Richard Bland, two guys who you probably weren't going to pick to win this tournament, are your co-leaders halfway through. Does it mean a whole hill of beans? Not necessarily, but it's a great place to be 2 days in. The leaderboard has tons of really good players. Matt Wolf and Louis Oosthuizen were one shot back at minus four. Bubba Watson and John Rahm, minus three. You got a list like Streelman, Schauffele, and Hughes at minus two. And then there are three others at minus one. Scotty Scheffler, Migliozzi, and Rogers. Now, I would tell you that even the guys at even par that are five shots back, Morikawa, DeChambeau, Justin Thomas, Bezuidenhout, Adam Hadwin, Kepka, Grace, English, I think these all guys have a chance. Now, DeChambeau and Kepka have the same score through two rounds, but unfortunately there are enough guys at even par where that got all mixed up and they will not be playing together because the order in which you post the score is the order in which you get put into a grouping as far as golf goes in a tournament such as this. So that final group of Saturday will be Rich Bland and Russell Henley, Matt Wolf, Louis Oosthuizen behind them, Watson and Rahm behind that. So those are your final three groups with tons of talent. Like I said, I think anybody even par or closer to that minus five mark really has a chance. Phil Mickelson shot a 75 opening round, endangered of even making the cut, but would come back with a nice 69 yesterday. He's plus two. I suppose if Phil had a nice day and that lead came back to him a little bit, he could end up doing that, but I'm going to need to see consecutive rounds from the 60s, and I don't know if that's going to be out there for anybody on the course, as this course is going to continue to show you more difficult pin placements. It's going to continue to dry out and make it harder to hit into these greens, so we'll have to wait and see. I can give you a stat, though, that Friday in the U.S. Open has actually been more of a moving day than Saturday, considering only 12 champions since World War II have shot over par on Friday and won the tournament. So in my estimation, the guys that were even or better in that list that are even or better on the overall leaderboard, Adam Hadwin and Brooks Koepka are the only two guys that shot over par yesterday. So in my opinion, I would count them out, but I don't think you can count out Brooks Koepka. The guy hits the ball too far. He hits the ball too well around the greens, and he just has that mentality of knowing how to win. Like we said, me and Platt were talking about it on Wednesday. His pick of Dustin Johnson, I believe DJ came out and shot a two over par yesterday, and that's where he's at for the tournament. John Rahm, my pick is looking pretty good. Anyone's game, though. Anyone's game out of the golfers, there's 20 of them that are at even par or better, and that's who I think you're going to have to look for a winner to come out of. It should be a very interesting day out there. Kudos to all of those out there at the U.S. Open getting it done. It's kind of cool to see fans back with the NBA and with golf as well. So it's feeling more and more like a real sports world out there, and that's something we can all definitely need and appreciate. Real quickly here, folks, before we get going today, I want to thank everybody once again for listening to a special edition of Three Man Weave. Tunny time, full effect this Saturday morning. Here's a little PSA from your friendly content creator, PC Tunny. Treat every door like an elevator door. First people come out, then people go in, right? This is to me, at the grocery store, this is a big thing, you know. I'm going into the grocery store and I see someone coming out carrying bags or pushing a cart or with their kids. I'm going to wait and let them come out first, right? I'm not going to squeeze my way through the doors or they got to stop, right? And the same thing, if I'm coming out and I'm carrying my groceries, I don't need you to walk past and bump me. Like, I'm literally just trying to get out the door to make more room for you to come in and go shopping. Now, there is one exception to this rule. If it is pouring outside, let the person that is outside in. You know, why not? You're in no hurry to get into the rain, but let's use a little more consideration, you know? Let's use a little bit more of our heads, right? Always use your head. I'm going to use my little Chair Shot Radio out here, even though it's three-man weave. I want to thank everybody for listening to Chair Shot Radio on the Chair Shot Radio Network and everything on the Chair Shot Radio Network. TheChairShot.com, we encourage you to always use your head. Follow me at PC Tunney and enjoy the rest of your weekend.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.